How you guys doing, y'all? It's another blessed Friday. Here with the Lord, here with y'all. Just here in general. You know, can't be better than that. We finally made it to another day. The day after Thanksgiving, man. We're all full. We're all shopping. We're all looking for something, right? But we're all doing something, right? No matter what day it is, we should be productive, right? But with that said, you know, even if it's raining outside, if it's gloomy outside, just like on our Friday today here in the East Coast, it doesn't matter. You know, we lift up our spirits just as much as the Lord does. We have to continue, and we have to strive to want to lift up our spirits just as much as the Lord is doing it for us, that he's looking out for us and having no problem of doing it. But I had gotten a quote actually this morning that I wanted to share with y'all. And this one's actually by someone by the name of Lauren Kate, who, I'm gonna be honest, I do not know at this very moment, but let's see what she has to say with her quote. Sometimes beautiful things come into our lives out of nowhere. We can't always understand them, but we have to trust in them. I know you want to question everything, but sometimes it pays off just to have a little faith. And that's by Lauren Kate. I absolutely love that quote, by the way. I mean, it is, you know, another quote that I feel that I've been trying to relay the message. And this is just all in a nutshell, you know. I mean, just starting off the first line. Sometimes beautiful things come into our lives out of nowhere. I mean, it could be a person, it could be a job, it could be, you know, it could be an inanimate object, or it could even be a miracle. It doesn't matter where that beautiful thing comes from, but we have to understand that it is given to us. It is a gift. It is a blessing, and we cannot take this for granted. Just because Thanksgiving is over, just because we are, you know, moving on to the next holiday, you know, the next holiday is also, you know, about the message is about giving and not always about receiving. And so the next line says, we can't always understand them. I mean, it's true. We all do it. It's in our human nature. And we just continue to question. We, you know, we're like, why this, or always with this why shit, you know, like, ridiculous. But like I've said in my previous podcast, what matters is just having a little faith, a little positivity, that little hope in you that, you know, things are going to get better, that they will get better. And you know, the more you trust, the more you believe, the more the rest will follow, you know? I thought it was funny because the way I've been speaking since I've been doing these podcasts, I mean, I've already been noticing a difference, but even the people I talk to have been noticing a difference. And that's the whole point of me doing this. Like, I have to admit, like, the fact that people can see me for me and see the changes I've made throughout my life to, you know, focus on this journey with the Lord. I mean, I mean, just be honest, I didn't have to, you know. I can choose not to if I don't want to. But why throw away everything I've gained, you know? that I've worked for, that I've processed and tried to manifest, it would all just be for nothing. And that actually brings me to another quote that I actually got about 30 minutes ago that says, "You are so close to the victory. Don't you dare give up now." And it's the truth. Why would you even think about it? You know, the hard part was starting. There, you know, the hard part should also be maintaining. Of course, that is a difficult part of it. But if you love it that much, if you feel it in your heart, then why not go for it? You know, why not push yourself? And I feel like with this podcast, I've been doing that. I'm even seeing it to the point that other people are seeing it. But I felt like it's still not enough, you know, like even though I am acting a certain way or living a certain lifestyle, that just needs to be heard. That, you know, I feel that needs to be spoken on. And I'm not going to stay quiet, you know. I've stayed quiet for too long. I feel like it's my time to speak out and reach out, no matter how hard I have to work or no matter what I have to do to get there. I want my message to be heard. And I have a friend that asked me a question that I thought was not like necessarily like haha a joke funny, but in a way that I just thought was funny that she even asked me, because I've never had anybody ask me something like this. And I mean, being negative is a normal thing. I mean, it happens to everybody. It is seen, you know, that mental health is real. I mean, if you don't believe it by now, I'm sorry, but this is a wake-up call, y'all, that mental health is real. I am also a person that has and is still going through it. I mean, it is a constant battle. And that's why I just constantly pray. I just have to, you know, just take a breath and believe and pray. But the question she asked me was, "Do you even have it in you to be negative?" And I just thought it was just funny, because I mean, I'm human. So in my mind, yes, of course there are moments that I am negative. Moments that you've seen, that other people have seen? No, I am not a person to drag others and to, you know, not see others happy. That's not the point of life. You want, as much as you want to be happy, why wouldn't you want someone else to be happy? You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. So I've just learned that, you know, when someone else is being negative, you be the positive. You know what I'm saying? It just, like, why would you add to their misery? You know what I'm saying? Almost like not trying to make them feel bad, but it's almost that case that because of what you're saying is making them feel worse. So I've just learned to get that out of there. You know, I don't need that. And with that said, the time right now, it is 1:23:04. And I kid you not, it is 12:34. And according to Google, if you're seeing the angel number 1234, your angels are telling you that you are on the right track of life. You know, it's fun. I find it very interesting and quote unquote ironic, which to me is called a coincidence, that I happen to be on the right track every time I am speaking of an angel number, but especially speaking it on my podcast. I've never felt more energy and more wholeness and completeness when I speak about these angels and the and spirits just around, especially when I am seeing the signs. So thank you for letting me know that these ascending numbers and symbolizes growth and steps. When you are seeing this number, your angels are telling you that you are the only way, that the only way is up right now. You are on the right track in life and doing things right. Yeah, I mean, it's it speaks for itself. I don't make the shit up, man. I just follow along and try to, you know, live life the best way I can. You know, life is like a game, you know. It's like a card game, you know. We have to learn how to best deal with the cards that we are dealt with. Not everybody has the same cards. Not everybody has the same amount of cards. And not everybody has even cards to even work with in general. And it's unfortunate to even say, but this is the truth. This is the reality of life. And if you're not witnessing this or seeing this or opening your eyes to this, then you need to. And, you know, I'm not saying that you need to make a difference, but starting is, you know, being aware. And if you're not aware of your surroundings or paying attention to your surroundings or even noticing your surroundings when it's been going on for centuries, for years, for millennia, I mean, before we are all even here. So why should we not be open or even witnessing this? It's almost like we're taking a back seat to our own life in a way, you know. We're not taking control. We're just letting life play out the way it is. And for that, for some people, that's almost fate in a way, that your life is already planned out. That was fate that made you choose this. I'm sorry, but I don't fully believe that. I believe there is a fate that people, we have a fate, but I think we are still control of that fate. We are those people who, you know, can direct it a different way and stop what we want to stop and continue what we want to continue. I mean, that's just how people are. They care about what they want, or care about what they most, you know, want. But back to what my friend said about, you know, being negative, I just find it, you know, amusing, because yeah, even though I might not show that I'm negative, there are times that, you know, that I can be. But I really try and I really strive to, when I'm starting to feel that way and I'm starting to just get to that point, I have to walk away. I have to just try not to think about it. I have to try not to think about it. As much as all those emotions are going to rush and come to my head all in one second, I have to almost let it go. I can't hold on to it. It's almost like you holding on to a rope and wrapping it around your hand, and the more tighter it gets is the more shit you get into. But because you're holding on to it, it's hurting you more than the situation itself. Sometimes you just have to let it go. But it was funny because she says, yeah, I can see that in me, but the other hand, not so much. So she sees and is aware that, you know, she doesn't have to be negative, but the negativity takes over her mindset. And all I said was that we got to change that real motherfucking quickly, you know? Like, I don't know about you, but like, you know, the better time than the present, you know? And all she had to say was, I don't even know about that. And that's where the negativity is coming into play, my guys. You know, it's just, it is doubting your thoughts. And when you're with the Lord, you don't doubt anything. There is no reason to doubt. There is no fear. There's no worry, you know. And so she questions me, or I said, yes, you do know. You know, first of all, I was just joking, But at the same time, I was being serious because deep, deep down, I know she knows. And that's the best part, was that she goes, do I? She's questioning herself, do I? And I'm like, it's in you. You gotta get it out of you. She goes, yeah, deep, deep down, you really gotta look for it. And it's funny because the reason she said that is because she's the one who put it there, deep, deep down. And I don't know if it was because she didn't want other people to, be annoyed with her, or people didn't like her that way, or, I mean, whatever the case may be, she kept it deep, deep down in herself. So even herself, she can't even reach that level. But she knows that there is a level there, that there is a type of energy down there that she needs to just get out of. And the only way I could relate and try to let her know that she does, it's telling her she does. I'm gonna just be honest with you. I don't like to lie. I'm not a person to lie. I'm not saying that I'm a bad liar. I just don't have a reason to lie. Why build a relationship based off of lies? So what I said is how I felt. Everything I said was the truth. So right off the rip, I was like, but it's there. You just have to find or grasp the fuel that drives you on the basketball court and bring it out of you. She's a basketball player, so the way to relate was, you know, through sports. I try to relate with the people, you know, that are, whatever they're doing or whatever they're going through, I try to put myself in their shoes and relate. And that's the way to, you know, be a leader, a way to, people see the way you're seeing. And I had to pretty much say that you have to bring it to your everyday life. Just because you have it on the court doesn't mean that it stops there. It's in you more than you know. And I said numbers don't lie, because when I saw her numbers in the beginning of the season compared to now, they've jumped, you know? And that's because she's gotten motivation. She's gotten confidence on the court. So if you just gotten that enough confidence, scoring buckets, getting 2 points for your teammates, for your school, for your organization, as you know, all together, then why can't you do that for yourself? You know, like, do you not want to do it in yourself? Do you just feel like it won't be the same for yourself? I know for me, the only way for me to really do something, I can't fake doing anything. So if anybody tries to force me or wants me to do something, at the end of the day, I only do it because I wanted to do it. I didn't do it for them. Yes, I am a man of my word, in a way that if I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it, of course. But at the same time, I still did it, and I still said I wanted to do it because I wanted to do it. And I had no problem of going ahead to continue my work. But like I said, this friend I've just started talking to, and what she had to say and the comment she made was, you should be a motivational speaker. And the first thing I said, oh, I wish, in my head, I was like, oh, I wish. But why wish something that can come true? Why not make a dream a reality? And I'm not saying necessarily this is a dream that I've had for so long, you know, as a kid. No, you know, some dreams are longer than others, and some dreams just happen out of nowhere. But what I'm doing right now, and what I told her, was like, oh, yeah, I am. Because in a way, I am a motivational speaker. I am someone who's speaking of the Lord and bringing His presence, His joy and His words to these people who aren't feeling or might not be aware or not have the same amount of faith. It, you know, motivation goes a long way. And if I feel like I can go ahead and spark that up for somebody, then I have no problem doing that. But the reason I said or answered, oh, I am, is because I have to manifest that. I need to put that and speak this into existence. As much as I am with this podcast, I need to go ahead and do that for myself, you know. I have to take my own advice right now. You know, sometimes you have to listen to yourself, but you can't listen to the negative self. You have to listen to the positive self. You have to push. You have to get knocked down to get back up. You know, you can't start without, you can't stop without starting. Why stop something that you haven't even started yet? Why block that road? You know, why close those doors? So with that said, for all my peoples, all my blessed ones, all my prayers, all my good spirits, all the disciples, everyone who's listening, who's praying, who's out there, thank you. I God bless. All I can say is God bless. And for the mind, body, and soul, keep your heads up forever and ever. And pray, and Jesus, we pray for you. Amen.